SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Your girl Madison Lane here, coming at you live with a topic that's near and dear to my heart, how to manage stress with those called as I stoic techniques. Let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. Between deadlines, relationships, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, stress is practically an Olympic sport these days. But guess what? We don't have to become stressed out superheroes. The Stoics, those ancient wisdom gurus, had some pretty awesome strategies for dealing with the craziness. And trust me, their advice works like a charm in the modern world too. So, whether you're feeling overwhelmed by work, anxious about an upcoming event, or just need a little calm amidst the chaos, stick around because this episode is your stress-busting cheat sheet. First up, let's talk about acceptance. Ever felt like you were fighting against the current, trying to force things to go your way? The Stoics taught us that sometimes the best thing we can do is simply accept what is. It's not about giving up or becoming a doormat. It's about acknowledging reality and focusing our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Next, focus on what's within your circle of influence. Think about it like this. There are things in life that are completely out of our hands, the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, ugh. But there are also things we can directly influence, our own attitude, our efforts, how we choose to respond to situations. Instead of stressing over the uncontrollable stuff, put your energy into what matters. Showing up, doing your best, and being kind. Remember, you're not responsible for everything that happens, just for how you handle it. Number 3, practice mindfulness. Ever catch yourself worrying about something in the future or dwelling on the past? The Stoics were big on living in the present moment. They believed that happiness and peace come from fully engaging with what's happening right now, not getting lost in our thoughts. Try taking a few deep breaths, noticing your surroundings, and appreciating the little things, a warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Speaking of sunshine, think about finding joy in simple pleasures. Life doesn't have to be some epic adventure all the time. Sometimes the most rewarding moments are found in the everyday. A good book, a walk in nature, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little joys can make a world of difference when it comes to managing stress and keeping your spirits high. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. You know that feeling when you face a challenge and think, ugh, this is so frustrating. Well, the Stoics would say, this isn't an end, it's a chance to learn and grow stronger. Every obstacle we overcome, every lesson we learn, builds resilience and wisdom. So next time you hit a snag, take a deep breath, see it as a chance to learn something new, and adjust your course accordingly. Okay, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Picture this. You're rushing to work, trying to get everything done before the day even starts. Suddenly, you hit traffic, a huge, soul-crushing snarl of cars moving at the snail's pace. Your heart starts racing, your mind goes into overdrive, and you begin to spiral into a stress vortex. But wait. What if instead of letting that traffic completely ruin your day, you took a moment to practice some stoic techniques? You could acknowledge the situation, okay, I'm stuck in traffic. You could focus on what you can control, your attitude, your breath, your music choices. And maybe even use this time for some mindful listening or planning out your day. Remember, traffic is a temporary inconvenience, not an insurmountable obstacle. So how are those stoic techniques resonating with you? Take a moment to reflect on what stuck out the most. The key takeaways here are pretty powerful. Acceptance, focusing on what's in our control, mindfulness, finding joy in simplicity, and seeing setbacks as opportunities for growth. These principles aren't just ancient wisdom, they are practical tools that can help us navigate the modern world with more grace, resilience, and inner peace. Remember, you've got this. Take those stoic techniques for a spin today, and let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts, stories, or any other questions you have on our social media. I love hearing from you guys. And until next time, keep striving for that daily dose of stoic goodness. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.